pairs. We'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Do you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
In the beginning, there was Thumb.
Something strange and funky condensing out of the primordial ooze. Then, underground house parties and backyard raves. Stuff of legends still whispered about in Los Angeles. And now, the space barn blasts off, and Thumpasaurus is ready to engage a new frontier in the Thumpiverse. Don't miss Thumpasaurus live at the Biltmore Cabaret, January 18th, presented by MRG Live. Head to admitone.com to get your tickets now.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. En el canto de las olas, encontré un rumor de luz. Por un canto de gaviotas, supe que allí estabas tú. Despidiendo últimamente todo lo que sucedió. Hoy saludo mi presente y gusto de este dulce adiós. Voy a navegar en tu puerto azul. Quisiera saber de dónde vienes tú. Vamos a dejar que el tiempo pare. Ver nuestros recuerdos en los mares. Soledad tan profunda que en el canto de las olas me quisiera sumergir, embriagándome en su aroma, algo nuevo descubrí. Dejar que el tiempo pare, ver nuestros recuerdos en los mares y esta soledad tan profunda que me canta el mar.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories. That was Soledad y el Mar by Natalia Lafourcade y Los Macorinos. Welcome to our first show of 2024. This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Bienvenida, gente linda. So viva por el ungüento para el alma here at CITR, finally in the studio this 2024. And I have right here with me the one and only DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod's in the house with the other one and only, my one and only. My favorite DJ.
Oh.
DJ Bruja.
Thank you so much, Panko. Welcome to a brand new episode of Viva Porú this 2024. Viva Porú reloaded. Viva Porú in the house this 2024. We have a bunch of little surprises coming your way. This year is our 5th anniversary of Viva Porú.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
It's been a wow.
Like it's. I always feel, and I always tell people that I've only been here for 4 years, and then I really think about it, and it's like, nope, you've been here for double as much.
Yes, yes. And this is our 65th episode.
And what is today's topic, DJ D-Rod?
Today's topic, maybe you might have guessed from our first song, Soledad y el Mar, it's el mar.
El mar. La mar. Viva Porú, mar.
Viva Porú, mar.
Viva Porú, sea, ocean, whatever you wanna call it today.
Yes.
That is the star of the show in this episode. And we are super excited. You know, one of the reasons why we chose to do Viva Porú, mar is because on January 1st here in Vancouver at English Bay, I think it happens in different like beaches.
Yeah.
But at English Bay, there is the one and only polar bear swim.
Mm-hmm.
And DJ D-Rod has done it for a few years now.
This is my second year. It's my second year.
I have not done it yet. I mean, I hadn't done it yet.
Yes.
And we were like, we have to do it. We have to do it this year. And I feel like it like definitely gave an awesome start to my 2024. Even though it was extremely cold. Not as now, but it was cold.
I don't know if today I would have gone in the ocean because yes. It's frosty up here. It's like -6, but yeah. Feels like -12.
-12.
Friday was -20.
13, and I think it felt like the wind chill was -22.
Yes.
That is almost an impossible here in Vancouver. But yeah, it is extremely cold. That day, I think it was around the 5-6 degrees. It was still pretty chilly, but not as chilly as now. And so we decided to throw this ode to El Mar, to the sea, because yeah, it gave us an amazing start to the year, to 2024. So what a great way to start, but with a Mar special here at Viva Porú.
Yes.
And we have some awesome songs coming up, as well as some mysterious mysteries of the sea, so stay tuned. But should we get started with our first segment of Musiquita?
Musiquita, here we go. And you're going to notice we decided to go the bolero way, the sabrosura vintage way, which we hadn't done in a while. So we really hope you enjoy the songs, the facts, the poetry. It's all going to be
coming.
Amazing.
It's a coming.
So to begin, we're going to listen to Palmera by Toña la Negra.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Verde Esmeralda.
Beautiful. We're going to then listen to En la Orilla del Mar, bolero version by Bienvenido Granda.
And to finish our first segment of music, En el Mar by La Sonora Matancera and Carlos Argentino.
Oh my goodness. Se viene bueno here at Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. This is Palmera.
El verde esmeralda que brota del mar. Y en tu boquita la sangre marchita que tiene el coral. En la cadencia de tu voz divina la rima de amor. Y en tus ojeras se ven las palmeras borrachas de sol. De tu voz divina, la rima de amor. Y en tus ojeras se ven las palmeras borrachas de sol, borrachitas de sol, borrachas de sol.
Solo la espero en la orilla del mar. Luna, y tú que la conoces y sabes de las noches que juntos pasamos en la orilla del mar. Recuerdos muy tristes me quedan al verte en la noche alumbrar. Recuerdo sus labios sensuales y su dulce mirar, mi gran amor. Luna, y ruégale que vuelva y dile que la quiero, que solo la espero en la orilla del mar. Recuerdos muy tristes me quedan al verte en la noche alumbrar. Recuerdo sus labios sensuales y su dulce mirar, mi gran amor. Luna, y ruégale que vuelva y dile que la quiero, que solo la espero en la orilla del mar. En
el mar la vida es más sabrosa, en el mar te quiero mucho más. Con el sol, la luna y las estrellas, en el mar todo es felicidad. Te verás bañada por las olas y serás sirena de mi amor. Hallarás amor entre sus aguas y tendrás del mar su inspiración. Que una concha nos sirva de abrigo con música de brisa y adornos de coral. Y al vaivén de las olas tranquilas, los peces de colores nos lleven a pasear. En el mar la vida es más sabrosa. En el mar te quiero mucho más. Con el sol, la luna y las estrellas, en el mar todo es felicidad. La vida es más sabrosa, en el mar te quiero mucho más. Con el sol, la luna y las estrellas, en el mar todo es felicidad. Que una concha nos sirva de abrigo con música de brisa y adornos de coral. Y al vaivén de las olas tranquilas, los peces de colores nos lleven a pasear. En el mar la vida es más sabrosa, en el mar te quiero mucho más. Con el sol, la luna y las estrellas, en el mar todo es felicidad. En el mar todo es felicidad. En el mar todo es felicidad.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul, here at CITR 101.9 FM. And that was En el Mar, La Sonora Matancera, featuring Carlos Argentino. Mm-hmm. And you're tuning in to Viva Porú's El Mar special. Viva Porú, the sea special.
The sea, we the see sea. You.
I'm DJ Bruja, and right here with me is DJ D-Rod. We're having a great time here in the studio. Our first 2024 episode.
Oh, it's going beautifully.
It's going
an
beautifully.
Ode to the sea. And I love that we're bringing the Latin oceanic vibes to to this city that also has sea and beaches, but that are a different vibe too.
A very different vibe. And I think we were talking about this during break, like how different the Pacific is, but how calming and how much personality can also bring.
Yeah.
Compared to other seas, like the Caribbean or, you know, the Atlantic. I remember once we took a trip when I was a kid to Chile in El Pacifico. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were all like expecting like extremely hot weather. And the only one who went into the sea was my brother. He was having a great time because like huge waves, but the sea was too cold. Whoa. The rest of my family and I were like, you know what? We're just going to sit here, have some snacks.
Yes, have some mariscos because mariscos de agua fría.
Qué delicia.
Delicious. So would you say Pacific is your favorite ocean?
Oh, or? My goodness. That's a tough one. No, I'd have to say I love the Atlantic, but the Pacific brings me calmness for sure. Mm. And I think I've gotten so used to seeing it every day here in so-called Vancouver that I would miss it. I would miss it for sure. Yes. Which one is your favorite?
I do love the Pacific because Pacific is also Acapulco.
Yeah, and, oh my goodness.
Well, as we say, Pacific Northwest.
But a gem.
Oh, a gem. I love the Mediterranean Sea.
Ah,
I would love to float in the Dead Sea as well.
Yeah, oh
at
my
some
goodness.
Point in life. Even though I already floated in Chile in some lagoons because that used to be A sea. Which also expands to Bolivia, right?
To Bolivia, exactly. Yeah.
So salty.
El Salar de Uyuni.
El Salar de Uyuni.
How crazy. But yes, speaking of the ocean and the sea, you know, we bring you some mysterious mysteries of the ocean. And we have a few that we want to discuss today. The first one is the Milky Sea phenomenon. So it is a rare and mysterious event that occurs in certain parts of the ocean. And during this event, the ocean surface takes on a milky appearance, and the water emits a soft blue-green glow. And of course, the cause of this is not fully understood, but it is believed to be related to bioluminescent bacteria.
Ooh.
So yeah, and it's incredible how the densities of different seas are boundaries of each sea, because if you look at videos or images of like the Pacific versus, I don't know, the Atlantic or whatever, and then they join and they don't touch each other, like it is like an actual physical
the currents
and the densities are different, so it's crazy.
Wow, so careful lactose intolerant listeners of Vivaporú for the milky sea phenomenon.
Another really cool one is the green flash.
The green flash, which is a phenomenon that occurs at sunset when a green flash of light appears on the horizon. This phenomenon is caused by the refraction of light as it passes through the Earth's atmosphere. And it's a really rare event that can only be seen under certain conditions, but it's most commonly observed over the ocean, where the Earth's surface is relatively flat and there are no obstructions to the view.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen one, but you bet I'm going to go home tonight and I'm going to look at...
Look at
the green flash over the sea to see if we can find it.
Yeah, there's that. We can probably head to Wreck Beach, which has the biggest unobstructed view of a beach here. Maybe we'll catch it there, because we'll there's bioluminescence there as well. Maybe Milky phenomenon as well.
And the green flash.
Wow, all two in one.
It's a mysterious mystery party, ocean party.
I'm ready.
Another cool one that we found, of course, you know, the biggest place where you can find the, you know, a huge diversity of animals and fauna is the ocean. And there is one really cool species of jellyfish called the immortal jellyfish that is capable of reverting back to its juvenile form after reaching maturity. So basically, it's essentially immortal, as it can continue to cycle between maturity and youth indefinitely.
Whoa.
Yeah. Another really cool fact of jellyfish is that they don't actually have brains. They have neural clusters. Yeah, which is also so awesome, because you think of animals as having like one organ, like the brain that controls everything. But in this case, you would be wrong.
Jellyfish. Yeah, we love them.
What is our last mysterious mystery of the ocean? Well, our almost last.
Almost last. There were just so many we needed to mention all of this. But the bloop sound, which was a mysterious underwater sound that was recorded in the Pacific Ocean in 1997. And it was extremely loud and was picked up by hydrophones over 3,000 miles apart. Some people have speculated that the sound could be from a giant sea creature, perhaps giant squids. We see
Kraken.
You. Yeah, well, we don't see you, but we believe in you. We think you exist. But some say it's more likely that it was caused by a natural phenomenon, such as an iceberg breaking apart.
Oh my goodness.
The bloop sound of 1997. Wow.
Yeah. And you think like the icebergs that we see are huge, but it is believed that what we see is only like the 5% of the actual size of an iceberg. Because the other 95% is underwater. So it's insane.
Wow.
Our last mysterious mystery of the ocean for today is that there are over 400 species of sharks. Or so it is thought, like, because we only know a very small percentage of the fauna. Like, we have only studied a very small percentage of the fauna in the sea. over 400 species of sharks.
We love sharks, and we have a small poem for you today about a shark.
We do.
Yeah, we do. It's by Mexican poet Citlali Rodriguez Mendoza. It's called A Shark in Chamela, and it's from a book of poems called Jaws, like the movie Jaws. And it goes like this. Jaws significa tiburón. Significa gato oscuro del océano que avanza sin maullar y también rasga. Jaws, soy un chico que bebe solo al amanecer en la playa, que va buscando entre la arena centavitos huérfanos para echarlos en un casco de caguama. Algo gratuito. El mar, como los gatos y la muerte, es gratis. Solo hay que buscar la manera de acercarse un poco, esquivar hoteles de lujo, evitar puertos, mirar el sol.
That was beautiful. Oh my goodness. I love that book. And I think we've read little poems from it before. Yes. But I don't think we have read this one. And it's amazing. I loved it.
Yes, it's la little.
Thank you for always bringing a bit of poetry to Viva Poru, DJ D-Rod. We love
it. Of course, DJ Brujas. Thank you for bringing poetry into my life.
Ah, cozy. But yes, apart from the little poetry segment over there, we have a bit more music coming your way in this Viva por un Mar specially curated playlist. What are we going to listen to next?
We're going to start with a song that feels immense, like the sea, like the ocean. Il Mare by Natalino Otto.
Oh my goodness. And then we're going to listen to Cerca del Mar by Los Dandies.
Followed by Wait, I was joking. La Mer, Charles Trenet.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I hope you are enjoying this playlist, especially curated as an ode to El Mar, to the ocean. And this right here is Viva por el ungüento para el alma.
Resta a guardar il mar, l'immenso mar, e sento giungermi nel cuor un'onda d'amore infinita. Vorrei in riva al mar, amor, con te sognar, l'ebbrezza languida provar, di darti in un bacio la vita, ma tu in riva al mar che fai, non vuoi parlar. In non senti un mar d'amor che giunge a me, così resta a guardare il mar, l'immenso mar, e sento l'anima vibrare l'onda d'amore infinita.
me enamoré. Y como la luna, la brisa y la espuma, también te besé. La noche azul, noche tropical, comprendió mis penas y entre sus arenas yo pude soñar. El mar nos arrulló. Pensando en nuestro amor, y al despertar de aquella ilusión, beso nos dimos y en el beso unimos tu amor y mi amor. Aquella ilusión, un beso nos dimos y en el beso unimos tu amor y mi amor.
La mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer, au ciel d'été, confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie. Voyez, près des étangs, ces grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez, ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer les a bercés le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour. La mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie. La mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent. La mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer, au ciel d'été, confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur. Voyez, près des étangs,
ces grands roseaux mouillés. Vous voyez, ces oies blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer, elle est à berger le long des golfes clairs. Il y a une chanson d'amour là-bas. A bercer mon cœur pour la vie.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, El Encuentro para el Alma. Viva Porú, Mar Special. That was La Mer by Charles Trenet. Que belleza. My name is DJ D-Rod and I'm here in the studio with DJ Bruja and two awesome special guests who are here just listening, but we love them. Thanks for coming. Gracias
for
venir.
Gracias por venir a mis padrecitos queridos.
Sí.
They're visiting and they are loving Viva Porú. They are huge fans, so they wanted to come in and see what we do. And in this Viva Porú El Mar special, which we couldn't be happier to have done. We hope that you're enjoying the playlist, but it's not over yet. We have more things coming, a little bit more music, but we also have
our
cool llama fact. Because Viva Porú would not be Viva Porú without our love for llamas and our love for cool llama facts.
And this one today is sponsored by Wilson.
Shout out Wilson.
Wilson.
Another super loyal, super incredible Viva Porú listener who suggested we do this fact.
This fact.
So please, DJ D-Rod, hit us with the fact.
The fact comes from the question, can llamas swim? And the answer is yes, llamas are capable swimmers. They have been known to swim across rivers and lakes, lagunas
altiplánicas.
Altiplánicas. Thank you. I love that word, but I'm always tripping over. And especially when seeking food or escaping predators, llamas have a natural ability to navigate through water, making them adept swimmers when necessary.
Oh my gosh. So, that is
go.
So cool. They
llama
can swim.
Swimming.
And you know what? It's interesting. I wonder if their skin is, I mean, I guess not as a good insulated as like ducks or certain like otters. But I wonder if like alpaca wool could like dry and keep them a little bit warm.
Yes.
Or if maybe just they get drenched and they freeze.
Oh my God. Hey, there's only one way to know.
Yeah.
Going
next
swimming. With
next
a llama.
Cool llama fact.
Also,
there you go. That's your homework.
That's the homework.
But yeah, now we know that llamas can swim. If they enjoy it or not, we do not know. But we might bring you that content later if we ever get to interview a llama. That would be key. A key question
that
to ask.
So, wow. We will write it down.
And yes, we also have, you know, Viva Porú loves soundscapes. And this one comes from my dad, who requested some sonidos del mar, sounds of the sea. But he was laughing because, you know, the sea sounds so different in different parts of the world. And, you know, you can hear things like sellers also selling things like Coca-Cola fría, Coca-Cola fría.
Nevesita
de coco. Also a sonido del mar. Agüite coco.
Ooh, I love that. I love hearing those
That's
beautiful
That's also
sounds.
A soundscape of I guess, Latam beaches.
Yeah. Right now, we will play you the most relaxing waves ever. According to this YouTube video from Naturaleza Viva. And we hope you enjoy this refreshing wave sound.
Thank you.
Relaxing indeed. You know, a secret method to carry the sea with you, the sounds of the sea?
Uh-huh.
Having a seashell.
I've heard about
this. Yes.
Yeah.
You can hear the
ocean.
Ever
since I was a kid, I was so like into it that I would, I think that time that we went to Chile, I definitely brought home so many seashells.
Yes.
And yeah, I kept on like bringing them to my ear, being like, hey, hello?
See, are you there?
Mar?
What I've heard is that what you hear is an echo of your own fluids that are in your cloak, internal
like labyrinth.
Ear.
Uh-huh.
The labyrinth,
oh
the spiral, which kind of reflects the seashell and the sea. So you can try it out.
That's cool, yeah. We're made of basically a lot of water, so
yes.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. Todo es agua.
Todo es agua. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that incredible soundscape. Again, if you ever want to submit a soundscape of your own, please make sure you reach us at vivaporu at CITR. That is our Instagram handle. We also have a wonderful link tree where you can find our email address, our Instagram. You can DM us. You can contact us that way. We'd be super happy to share any content that you would have, as well as saludos, dedicaciones, requests, anything you'd like.
Anything you might add, you might want to do.
Yes, definitely. So we do have a little bit more music to share before we leave. We just wanted to say thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for staying loyal to those who tune in every other week to hear the show. And we're so excited to bring a whole nother set of episodes this year, as well as to celebrate our fifth anniversary here at CITR. That, you know, it's been an awesome time, and we just want to bring you more content and more cool llama facts.
Mm-hmm. for another 65 episodes. That we want to share with you. We will keep working towards them. There's also going to be Fun Drive in February.
Stay tuned. Yeah. And we have a lot of little surprises. There's a cool, very cool collaboration coming up with some Viva Porú merch.
Ooh, for the first time.
Yes, for the first time. So stay tuned. We are going to release all of those details in the coming weeks and in the coming days. And we cannot wait to share that with you. But should we jump on to what are we going to listen to next?
We are going to finish with some. These are not so much like boleros like we've been playing, or this wonderful Italian and French songs that we listen, but it's more like the interpretation of contemporary artists singing about the sea, which we love.
Yes.
And we'll start with Mar by Esteban and José Anlog.
Yeah, we are. And we're going to finish with Marinero Guaguani by Monsieur Periné, Colombian legends, Monsieur Periné. And yeah, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for the rest of the content here at CITR. Too Dreamy coming
Too Dreamy.
Up. Huge fans of Too Dreamy. And again, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Stay tuned and check our Instagram for updates. And should we get started with some musiquita?
We should. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to our amazing guests today, to you, DJ Bruja, and to CITR for being our home. And of course, thanks to the sea.
Thanks to the sea. Gracias al mar.
Gracias al mar. Te amamos. This is Mar by Esteban y José Anlog. See you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories.
Espérame, espérame cuando nadie me espera. Regálame las flores que prefieras, que igual las voy a aceptar. No siento tu presencia estando lejos. Parece extraño, pero yo te tengo aquí muy adentro. Y no importa cuando sale el sol, porque tú cambiaste mi universo. Despiertas esa calma que no sabía.
Guaguaní, guaguaní, se tornaron rascacielos en San Juan de Guaguaní.
Guaguaní.
Amigos del ayer envejecieron preguntándose por qué yo sigo aquí. Algunos intentaron convencerme de volver a caminar, mas yo prefiero anclarme en mi velero y que me lleve a navegar, porque en el mar quiero pasar la vida entera sin recordar que existe un mundo rodeado de fronteras que gobierna el corazón.
MRG Live is pleased to present the legendary DJ Shadow live at the Vogue Theater on January 23rd. Don't miss your chance to catch this pioneering producer performing music from his latest release, Action Adventure, alongside his rich 3-decade-long catalog, which includes collaborations with artists such as Run the Jewels, Nas, and De La Soul, among others. For tickets, head to admitone.com and search for DJ Shadow.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
I severed all of my ties with all the things wrong with my life. I took a trip with some friends.